Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
Welcome to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. The chemical methyl tertiary butyl ether has done both good and bad things for the environment. MTBE, as it's known, makes gasoline burn more efficiently in cars, reducing air pollution. But in 25 states, it's also a major source of water contamination. This cancer-causing chemical has been detected in water systems serving millions of Americans, and cleaning it up could cost nearly $30 billion. The companies that make and use MTBE want Congress to protect them from some lawsuits seeking cleanup costs, and there's a provision in the pending energy bill to do just that. Critics call it a special interest giveaway. Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports.
Some call MTBE the Houdini chemical. It has a nasty habit of slipping out of gas storage tanks and into groundwater supplies. Just tiny amounts can make water smell and taste like turpentine. And health officials suspect it could cause cancer and other health problems. So, faced with a massive cleanup, some city water systems took the companies who make and use MTBE to court. American Water Works Association Vice President Tom Curtis says court records show the companies knew decades ago about the problems with MTBE.
They knew that it tended to leak much more readily than other components of gasoline, that it spread much farther and much faster in groundwater, and that it was enormously expensive to clean up. Nonetheless, they decided to use MTBE in their product. That makes that product defective, according to at least a couple of juries in lawsuits that have been brought.
The oil and chemical companies settled one California contamination suit for almost $70 million. Then Curtis says they turned from the courts to Congress. The companies hired lobbyists, like Frank Misano, to make their argument to the lawmakers who were crafting a sweeping energy bill.
MTBE is really not a defective product.
Misano says the chemical is very good at its intended purpose of making gas burn more cleanly. That's why the federal government encouraged the use of gasoline additives, such as MTBE or ethanol, in the Clean Air Act amendments of 1990. Misano says MTBE companies deserve protection from defective product lawsuits, and he says that still allows for other lawsuits.
They're still going to be allowed to file dozens of lawsuits regarding contamination based on negligence, spills, contamination of gasoline. And they will argue that, oh, that's only going to target the mom-and-pop gasoline store. Well, the mom-and-pop gasoline store ought to be one of the targets. The reality is here, the storage tanks have leaked, people have mishandled the gasoline, and those are the people who ought to be responsible.
Misano also says the $29 billion estimated cost for MTBE cleanup is exaggerated. But the Waterworks Association's Curtis says that figure is probably too low, and he says the approach Misano suggests won't come close to solving the problem.
The owner of the gas station on the corner is probably a small businessman. He hasn't been negligent in selling the product that was given to him by the gasoline manufacturers. Why should he pay the bill? So the immunity provision they're seeking isn't about common sense, and it isn't about the common good. It's about special interest politics. It's about how readily big money can buy itself an amendment in a bill like the energy bill these days.
About the time lawmakers first considered the energy bill and water systems filed the first MTBE suits, some of the chemicals makers increased their efforts to influence Congress.
Probably not a coincidence. Companies generally give more money when there is a specific concern they have.
That's Steve Weiss with the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan group tracking campaign funding. Campaign finance records show one of the country's top MTBE makers, Lyondell Petrochemicals of Houston, gave about $500,000 to candidates over the past 5 years. And the company's lobbying expenses jumped from a modest $40,000 a year 5 years ago to nearly $3 million over the past year and a half. Weiss says Lyondell's spending stands out.
In the 2001-2002 election cycle, the company was among the top five contributors among all chemical manufacturers. And so far in the 2003-2004 election cycle, the company is number one among all chemical manufacturers in terms of campaign giving.
A Lyondell spokesperson was not available for comment. Lyondell's top recipients in the House of Representatives are three Republican leaders, Energy Committee Chair Billy Tozan of Louisiana, Joe Barton of Texas, and Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas. Those are also the strongest supporters of the liability protection for MTBE companies, most of which are in Texas and Louisiana. Staffers say the congressmen were too busy to comment. They're among the lawmakers rewriting the massive energy bill in a conference committee. Observers say they expect the bill's final version will not only shield companies from suits, but make that protection retroactive to October 1st or even earlier, blocking many recent suits already filed. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.